Blog Talk Radio.
This is August 31st, 2018, and you're on open mic with 2018 candidate for Senate District 19, Ruben Dockery. Welcome to another podcast here. The purpose of this show is to engage you, the voter, with me, your choice for change in 2018. Again, my name is Ruben Dockery. 2018 Tennessee candidate Ruben Dockery would like to applaud all of the efforts of those who ran in the primary in 2018. However, as indicated by the result of the election, the majority, 70,000 plus voters of Tennessee Senate District 19, want something different. If you live in the Jolton area, hold on, I'm coming. Bordeaux, hold on, I'm coming. Madison, just hold on, I'm coming. The Midtown area, I'm coming. Antioch, wherever you are in Antioch, Senate District 19, hold on, I'm coming. Berry Hill, the Five Points area in East Nashville, South Nashville, wherever you are, just hold on, I'm coming. This is your choice for Senate District 19 in 2018, Ruben Dockery. I want you to join me tonight. Thanks to all of you who have responded on Facebook. We appreciate you. And I hope that you join me tonight. This is for you. It's open mic with Ruben Dockery. The power of your vote is the theme for tonight. All right? We'll give you the phone number so you can call right here live and dialogue with me. This is your time. This is our time. Right here on podcast, right here in this live stream Facebook episode with 2018 candidate Ruben Dockery. The number is 657-383-0944. Again, you can call right now, 657-383-0944. You can reach me right here in the studio. That's my studio number. I'll give out my campaign number so you can reach me afterwards if you'd like to do so. And the website for our campaign is constituentadvocacy.com. Constituentadvocacy is one word, .com. Feel free to go there and learn about our campaign. If you're just tuning in with us, you may not know that there are three pillars to our campaign this year, and they are voter education, voter organization, and voter participation, all right? And that's what this website is designed to be friendly toward you, voter, for Senate District 19. What I want to do tonight is to, again, open the floor to you. So as you call in, I'll be happy to stop what we're doing here in the studio and respond to you. All right? We appreciate each of you again who have kept up with us on Facebook. And I hope that you give us a call here tonight as we interact with you live. It's most important that we find the opportunities to engage voters, because there are a lot of people, as I aforementioned, who are frustrated right now. And what they're frustrated over is the fact that they've been voting for a while, and we've had people who are supposed to represent us in leadership. Okay? And unfortunately, we have not gotten what we needed collectively. Yes, some people have benefited. Yes, some people have done okay. And we're talking about really within the last 4 years. But the truth of the matter is there are a great many folk. We see this as evidenced by large portions of the crime. We see this by the friction between old and new residents in Nashville. We see this by some of the changes that are coming. It does not have to happen. It doesn't have to exist. And I'm here to tell you that we're in a position to change it. Okay? And so that's the nature of our theme, Change 2018. All right? Constituentadvocacy.com, again, is the website. Feel free to go there anytime. And even after viewing this episode tonight, you can go there. And there are, let's just for a second review that again for any new comers. Every Friday night throughout the election cycle, I endeavor to hold these type of conversations. And as I said, I'm coming to your neighborhoods and your areas. You'll see me, you'll hear me in our vehicle. And as we do, feel free to come out and see me. You know, when you see me out there in Antioch, come holler at me. In East Nashville, come talk to me. You see me out in Midtown and downtown on 12th Avenue South, come see us on Demondrum on Division Street. Come see us there. We'll be happy to engage you, whoever you are, wherever you are. What is important is that you hear from me and that you know what my vision for representation in the Senate seat of the 19th District of Tennessee. All right? So we are on the ballot. I've had some people ask me, are you on the ballot? Well, because I wasn't running in a Democratic primary, they didn't see my name there. So I understand why they asked the question. Absolutely. In the general election, where it counts, where your vote counts the most, is in the general election. Because when you elect Reuben Dockery, if you want to win, you got to vote Dockery in. And when you do that, we'll represent you for the next 4 years in the upper chamber of the Tennessee General Assembly. All right? Again, the number to call here is 657-383-0944. And I'm just going to go ahead and add that on Facebook here, those that are watching. And encourage you to give us a call here. And I'm going to share some information with you as we go forward. These episodes were designed for about 45 minutes to go. So this is your time. Feel free to, any subject, bring it up. Let's talk about it. What you want to talk about is what I want to talk about, okay? I'm not offended, and I'm not apprehensive at all. Let's talk about it. If I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you, give me a minute to go get the answer. I'll bring it back to you, okay? And that's how we're going to do it. The one thing I'm not going to do to you is lie. That's what a professional politician is. I'm not that. I'm an advocate for the people. All right? So let's get it going. Let me see, put a number here. 657-383-0944, the number to call. If you're listening and you're following us live stream, give us a shout here. This time is for you. But now, as I wait on you to call me, let me share with you an experience that I had. And if I didn't know, I believe I would have been in trouble. A couple of weeks ago, I was out on the campaign trail over in the West Nashville area off of Clifton Avenue. And I was doing voter registration in my tent. And there was some other, there was a community event there with New Way Outreach Ministry. And they were giving out food and clothing and things for children going back to school. Well, I was fortunate to have the children flood my tent. Interestingly enough, none of them were old enough to vote, but all of them flooded the tent. And we gave out popsicles and water and things of that nature. One young man in particular, a seventh grader, decided that when the children were kind of rattling over the microphone, there's an opportunity to say something on the microphone, and they enjoyed themselves. I was glad to provide that opportunity. One young man, once he got the microphone, he says, I know what I'm going to do. He says, I'm going to interview you. I said, wow, okay, all right. And this young man displayed great journalistic skills in the making. I'm going to tell you something about me occupationally. I've worked in the correction facilities before. And I've worked in as a supervisor in a youth detention building right here in Tennessee, Nashville. And I've worked as a public school teacher, special ed, and pastor for the last 22 years. And I've had the occasion to see the best and, unfortunately, the worst of young people. But my heart was thrilled to hear this young man display such great talent. And as he asked me those questions, it became real to me why it is I'm running for state senate right here in District 19. But let's keep something in perspective. Senate District 19 comprises the center of Nashville, in Nashville, Davidson County proper. While it's sandwiched between 20 and 21, all of the Senate District is in Nashville, okay, where people are being uprooted and moved out of urban or center of Nashville's heart is where these things I've witnessed for the last 31 years have been going on. But particularly this young man, I'm going to share with you some of the questions he asked, and I'm going to answer them for you tonight. Because not only did he deserve an honest and straightforward answer, but you do as well. And believe it or not, a seventh grader, uncoached, unasked, came up with these questions. Wow, that's better than some adults have the sense to. But nonetheless, here it goes. What he asked me was, why do you want to run the Senate District 19? And so the other babies that listened as well. My answer to him simply was, we have a lot of problems. And young people like you, and all the skill that he displayed, if we don't have proper leadership, guess what? They will continue to fall through the cracks. We've seen since 2014, the last time we had this race, disparities in education. Too many African-American males in particular who are being suspended or expelled and if not sent to alternative schools. Most of the schools on the state's priority list are right in Senate District 19. That's troubling. That's why I'm running. In addition to that, we have young people now who dropped out of school, didn't get a high school diploma, couldn't get a decent job, right? And it's not an excuse, but it's a reality. It's what it is. And now their only occupation is to rob you, to break into your house and take what you work for. Sad, but it's real. Okay? And the truth of the matter is the state has resources for them to develop entrepreneurial ideas and bring the best out of them. But we've dropped the ball. We lack leadership. Now, Dr. Why you? For the last 20-some years, that's what I've been advocating for as a nonprofit executive director and founder of Building Families and Communities Mission Incorporated. And I have went to individuals that I have voted for years and asked them to leverage those resources to their constituents. Crickets is what I heard. No need for me to be upset with anybody. No need for me to fight. What I'm doing is running now to make the difference. That's the change. When you hear me talk about change, 2018, that's the change we need. That's the change I'm talking about. Without it, we will continue to spiral into an abyss of nothing. And we will continue to see this rampant crime increase that we have. Young people are displaced, and they're trying to come back home to the neighborhoods and the communities that they've known for decades and their parents have known. And now it's almost as if it's illegal for you to be there. You ain't got no reason over here no more. So you're a suspect. Can you imagine what that does to the mind? I'm running because there are some health disparities that we need to address. There are some, while I'm not a clinician, I'm a social scientist, there are some, I believe, undiagnosed depression and health related mental health issues that we need to address. We see it all over the country, but let's keep it right here in our backyard in Nashville, Tennessee, Senate District 19. There are certain precincts, man, that we have problems with, And we cannot get past them if we're not honest with them. That's why Reuben Doctrine is running the state senate. Because the only way that's going to be resolved is that we need the leadership that's willing to do so. Now, I'm not disparaging anyone else who want to run, but you need to look at the facts. Ask yourself, where are we and how do we get here? Who was at the helm when the trouble came? The ship spin over, turn upside down. Who was the captain at the helm? Now, I'm going to leave you right there. What I'm trying to tell you is you have an opportunity to bring the change we need in 2018. Young man asked me as well, he went on to ask me, he says, what would you do different from the other people that you want to run? I said, man, I'm saying to myself, boy, he's throwing bows. Now, he's throwing some blows at me. Great question. And how you doing, brother? And I said to him, that's a good question, man. Thank you for asking me that. So I pointed out to him that historically, Senate District 19 has been in existence since 1969. And there have been only two senators. The first one was Avon Williams, and the other was the retiring Senator Hopper, Thelma Hopper. We thank her and we appreciate her efforts. And I said to him, what I want to do is to pick up where Senator Hopper has left off. There have been challenges. I know that she was a Democrat, and Avon Williams was a Democrat. And guess what? We had Senate District 19 is still predominantly made up of Democrats. But there are Republicans and independents and libertarians and all of those things. What we need is leadership that's going to represent the interests of everybody. Specifically, as you've heard me talk about, those voting precincts that have economic disparities, educational disparities, health disparities, and social disparities. That's where we need to come in. That's where the leadership needs to be. And when I go to the Senate, when you elect me to the Senate, we're not going to bring the barrier of communication. I've been asked that many times. What are you going to do to overcome the fact that the Republicans control? Okay, fine. I'll give them 95% control of the agenda. I just need five. And if you work with me on my five, I'm going to make sure all of my 192,000-plus children, old and young, get what they need. That's where it is, neighbors. We've got to learn to be wise and get out of this fog of stagnation, right? So the brother said to me also, he says, what is your plan then to stand on what Senator Hopper has done and to reach all those people? Man, I tell you, I'm telling you, he got great journalistic skills, and I said to myself, I want to see you 10 years from now get a scholarship to journalism school. Doesn't matter that you're African-American male living in the Preston Taylor community. You can do it like anybody else. And Lord, be my help. We're going to go to the state senate and make sure that resources are tapped right to get right to his neighborhood, to his voting precinct, right there on 40th and Clifton Avenue, and anybody else that want to benefit. Because he deserves it like anybody else does. So I said to him, I said, listen, great question, man. How would I do that? You all have heard me talk about this if you've been following me on this podcast. What I think I'll do after you elect me as your next senator is we'll have a steering committee. That steering committee will go out to all 47 voting precincts. Not all precincts need the same thing. But this steering committee will meet with those key people, stakeholders, and determine what are the priorities that I need to take into the budgetary process at the beginning of the legislative session. How much money do they need over in Antioch, or do they need in East Nashville, or do they need in Madison? How much do they need in Bordeaux? What do they need over here? Metro Center area. Where are the needs are? Right? This steering committee will bring that back to me. We will translate that into our legislative agenda dealing with education, dealing with economic development, dealing with social mobility, as well as addressing mental health issues. with the state mental health department. And I think they're excited about some of the things that we're looking to bring, the initiatives we're looking to bring to help empower parents and family members of those who are struggling with mental health issues, knowingly and unknowingly. You know, the problem is that you can't do anything until they hurt themselves or someone else. No one wants to see their family member get caught up in the clutches of criminal justice or in negative engagement with law enforcement. That's a terrible thing. Nobody wants to see that. Heaven knows I don't want to see it. But there are things we can and we must do proactively to prevent that. All right? Again, you're listening to Open Mic, the 2018 in the District 19 candidate Ruben Dockery. Our topic tonight is the power of your vote. Give me a call here at 657-383-0944. No name, no need to give your name. We'll simply refer to you by your last four digits of your phone number just for identity purposes. And there are other people on the line. And I want to hear from you. I want to let you, or just shoot me a, hey, put it on Facebook right now. You're looking at it on Facebook, tap it in there. You know, drop it like it's hot. But I'm not Snoop Dogg now, but you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, come on now. Y'all get it together now. Y'all get it together. So let me talk to you about how you can help Ruben Dockery right now. While I wait on you to call, we got about maybe about 30 more minutes. While I wait on you to call me at 657-383-0944 or to enter a question or comment right here on Facebook, those of you that are following us, I'm going to tell you how you can help Ruben Dockery. Now, I'm running a grassroots level campaign. I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not Superman. I'm not Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. I'm just a man that's serious about advocating for the people. But I need you to assist in that process. How do you do that, Dockery? How can we help? How can I help, Dockery? Whoever's listening, how can I help? You don't necessarily have to be a member of the district. If you're not registered to vote, we can take care of that for you, too. When you see me on the street, come under the tent because I'm going to have voter registration cards with you. All right? But here's how you can help me. The change you've been looking for is here. So the change you've been looking for is Ruben Dockery. That's the name you'll see on the ballot. Second name on the ballot. All right? Now, here's how you can help me to get some message out to over 192,000. You can become a campaign precinct surrogate for $50, $50 contribution. And guess what? With that $50, you're going to have a T-shirt. Well, maybe that's not in your budget right now. You can become a general supporter of the campaign with $10. And guess what? Once we get enough of those, we'll bring you a yard sign as you see fit, as you would like. And you can look on the website to find those yard signs, as well as the Facebook page here. If you can also help us out by becoming an active supporter at $25. And at $25, you got yourself a T-shirt and a yard sign. Okay? But at $100 as a district ambassador, you will give you a yard sign, a T-shirt, and a cap. All right? These are memoirs of the change that we're bringing to Senate District 19. I'm convinced that we can do it. And let me just reiterate the fact that what was clear to me at the end of the primary is there were no Republicans running. There were only Democrats. And all of them, I got to meet them with good people. But even the winner did not bring the vast majority of our constituents out, which says that our constituents were obviously disinterested. That's a problem. Tennessee has one of the lowest voter turnouts in the country, in addition to those who are registered to vote that can be. Why is that? Let's be honest. I've been in Nashville, Tennessee for 31 years now. And do you know that over the years I've heard and seen the cry and the frustration of people that they're sick and tired of people being elected and doing nothing for them. That's the fedora what a switch is. Okay? What did I say? I'll never lie to you. I'll never lie to you. Okay? I'm going to tell you the truth, just like it is. And the truth is that they want some change. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they want change. And they realize that insanity is defined as continuing in the same behavior and expecting a different outcome. Same people, same old 6 and 10 routine. Somebody say that dog will not hunt. It isn't change. It's a change agent. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. Go to constituentadvocacy.com. Now we have, you may have seen the post for a Proud PAC funding. Go right there and make your contribution. $10, $25, $50, $100, up to $1,500. Election Finance Commission limits how much a contributor can give. If you're a husband and wife and each of you want to give $1,500 total, you can, perfectly legal. All right? But more importantly, this helps us get the message of change out to all of our constituents. We're going to do it, and I'm hoping that we'll do it with your support. All right. So having said that, I want to, again, the number again is 657-383-0944. We got about another 25 minutes here before we wrap up tonight's episode, and I want you to feel comfortable shooting me a question, a comment, or giving this call here live in the studio. That's what it's for. We're going to keep doing it. I hope you get tired of me, but I hope you love me. I love you like peanut butter loves jelly. And I want that on wheat bread now with a cold glass of milk. That's a poor man's meal right there. Can I get a witness? All right. Excuse me. We're not going to. Okay. Let's try to keep things in order here. Let's keep it on track. But so sure enough, the thing is that we are in a position where it's not about me and what I want, but it's about finally people being engaged, formed. And that's why those three pillars are there for my campaign, the voter education, because there are so many things a lot of good people are just simply unaware of. Politicians. I know I'm in a political process. Anytime you're in a political campaign, it's a political process. I get that. But I want to distinguish myself from a professional politician. Let me define what a politician is. Politician is an individual who's running just to get your vote. They're taking up numbers to win. Knowing good and well from the get-go that promises that they make or things that they assert, either they don't care enough to do them or they don't know how to do them. I told you I ain't going to lie to you. If I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know, and we'll find out together. All right? But the distinction between that and myself is that I am an advocate. This is why the website is saying constituentadvocacy.com. All right? You can be a Republican. You can be a Democrat. You can be an independent. You can be a libertarian. You can be a Sagittarian. I don't care. Whatever you are, if you're in Senate District 19, that's where my heart is, advocating for you. And then, of course, as a state senator, you want to look out for the interests of the whole state. But I'm going to tell you the truth. First and foremost, I'm looking at home first. You know, that's what my interest is, taking care of my people first. And I hope everybody else can benefit from that. We can work with smart legislation that builds the quality of life for all of us. You don't win until the team wins. The team can't win without you. Huh? How about that? 573-3094 is the number you can call me right now. The lines are open. They wide open. Man, I'm throwing the pass. I'm at the 50-yard line, and I see several people down there. I'm throwing a Hail Mary pass. Lines are open. 657-383-0944. Holler at me. Okay. I got to get myself together. I'm already together. Let me just go for a second to our website and speak to you, describe to you what you can find there. It's an educational tool. So, again, I understand that sometimes people are apprehensive about engaging on this level. I get that. That's fine. You can, after tonight, you can call me personally at 615-478-4233. I'll give you that number again. 615-478-4233. We can talk. On the website, you'll find that number, and you'll find my email address, td19cac@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up. I want to answer your questions. I intend to be open and transparent through this process. I'm not afraid to do that. Because what I tell you today is what it's going to be 4 years from now. Huh? And if I don't see it, I'm going to tell you I don't see it. But let's find the answer. The website again, www.constituentadvocacy.com. There you'll find the general with the front page, and you'll see the link here, the icon for the on-air. Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m., we're here. All right? By the way, tomorrow we'll be out in the Antioch area at the Antioch Walmart. If you want to come see me between 10 and about 2 o'clock p.m. Check us out. I love you. You won't miss me. Not because I'm fat-headed and good-looking. Oh, no. But because we are making ourselves known there to you, the constituents out there in the 37013 area, or perhaps you're in part of 37211 area, part of 37217, generally. Come on, holler at us. You won't miss me. You won't miss me, okay? All right. On the website, you can find also information about me, my personal biography, my occupational background for the last 25-plus years, things about my affiliation civically. I've had a lady ask me, say, well, what have you done? Who are you? What are you doing? I said, well, I didn't fall out of the sky, you know. But, you know, we were a candidate for Council District 1. First of all, I was a candidate for this office in 2014, but as a write-in candidate, which is probably why you perhaps didn't hear much about my candidacy. Our interest was sincere then to make change, but we stayed in the hunt to serve. After serving as a pastor and a nonprofit director, public school teacher, and a civil servant in the state of Tennessee, and corrections and so forth and so on, we continued to our service. 15, we ran for a council district, and subsequently in 16 for a special election. But we worked on a task force for Mayor Dean, who is now running for governor in 2008. We made some contributions relative to student success through that task force. There was a 40-member group task force. We had, I can't remember how many pages, but it was several. It was a booklet that was put out there under Mayor Dean's administration, describing some way we can make some changes, different. Implemented some things pretty good. There are other things, in my humble opinion, we could have done better. But nonetheless, we worked and continue to work closely with the juvenile courts to provide services to our organization, Building Families, Communities, Missions, Incorporated, a nonprofit, as well as the state Department of Education in 2009, approved my nonprofit as a supplemental education service provider, providing tutorial services in Council District 19 and 2, Council District zip code 37208 and 209, 207. All right, so those are just some of the things. But on the website, you can find that information. I won't go over that too much. then look at our platform. You can check out the platform. What is it that Stockbridge says he is going to do a candle? That's what the young man was asking. You know, what is it that he said he can do, he's going to do? And there you'll see we have a plan for addressing the educational folks. We're proposing an economic empowerment zone. I did a show on this previously. Specifically, I want to bring 250 new business startups. And I want to put those in the reach of young men who are subject to sell drugs for a living. So that it's going to take a retooling of their minds. We'll have a process to empower nonprofits to be an active part of it. All right? Check us out. Check us out there. And then we have a health and wellness piece where, as I mentioned earlier, we are focusing on particularly mental health issues and the overall physical health, particularly as it relates to barriers to learning in school and the overall how it factors into crime and things like that, mental health. We're looking at public safety. I know there's a lot of sensitive things about engagement with police. Believe it or not, I share with our current police chief, I tried to anyway, that these things were looming and that they were coming. When I was on the mayor's task force, actually it was the other chief, but I passed it on to others subsequently. And at the time, they couldn't see it. Everything I shared with them is coming to fruition, unfortunately. Whenever you have a situation where people are socially and economically oppressed, either they are or they feel that they are, their perception that that's real, you have the tendency that they'll react and respond in a manner, particularly with young people. We have work to do there in terms of public safety. Have a crime intervention advocacy that looks at not only those who are perpetrators or suspects of crime, but the victim. How do we help and heal the victims and the whole community after there's a homicide, murder, or death? I hear a lot of people talking. Sounds good, but it got holes in it. I have an ironclad plan for it. And then, lastly, the Senate District 19 Compact, which is a general agreement that unites us all, white, black, Hispanic, all of us in all of our areas as one Senate district. Dr. King talked about the building of a beloved community where there will be no prejudice, there will be no racism, there will be no poverty, no despair, but everybody will live in peace and harmony together. I'm foolish enough to believe that that can happen. All right? So those are the type of things that we're looking to bring to our Senate district. And then there are some previously recorded podcasts, like you're listening to now, as well as some videos that are educational in nature. Taking the time in 17 to put together these educational videos to help inform voters about key things that you need to look at as you make your decision to vote for your next okay? And these are the things that you'll see there that I'm prepared to do as your next senator for the next week. All right. You're listening to, if you're just tuning in, to Open Mic, 2018 Senate candidate Reuben Stockbridge. On the ballot, you're going to find three names like this. You won't find Hickory, and you will not find Dickory, but you will find Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery. Tennessee Senate District 19. If you want to win, you got to vote Dr. Ed. All right? Need I say anymore? So here we go. Let's get it. I want to thank Ms. House and Ms. Flowers for your engagement. And tell all your friends. Friday night, I know y'all busy trying to cook fish and spaghetti. Tell them, look, girl, eat that fish and tune in to Open Mic with Reuben Dockery. on, and you can go to the website. You can go to the website. If you don't want to do Facebook, go to the website and click right there on the website on the home page, and you can click right on and listen to us live. And you can call in, 657-383-0944 is the number. It's designed to be interactive with you, the voters. I did it for you because I love you. Willie Hutch got a song, God said, I choose you. Yeah, yeah, I'm okay. All right, let me bring it back. See, y'all have to excuse me. It's just the wife and I now. Both of our children are grown and gone. So I'm looking to serve. I'm looking to serve. So I this is just how I love it. Marvin Gaye say, I love hard. When I love hard. When I love my people. All right, that being said, we got just a little bit more time here. Time is winding down from. Got a few more minutes to entertain some questions, comments, thoughts. 657-383-0944. As I await your call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the preamble for Tennessee Senate District 19. I believe that, like the preamble to the United States Constitution, it outlines some goals and aims for 4 years and beyond. Okay? So, go ahead. Give me a call here. We'll ask you. We'll go back to the look in the studio, make sure we're not overlooking anyone. The number you call tonight is 657-383-0944. Or you can shoot your question, comment via Facebook. Be happy to respond accordingly. All right. With that being said, I'm going to, as I promised, to offer you a compact or preamble to our forward progress and our moving forward. What is it that we can do together? How can we be unified as one Senate district? Not as Republicans fighting Democrats, Democrats fighting Republicans, or anything of that nature. But how can we work together as one beloved community? Well, here we go. Preamble of the 19th Senatorial District Committee. We the people, the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee, in order to form a more perfect senatorial district, ensure justice, promote public harmony, provide for common protection, promote general interest, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our children, do ordain and consent to the common organization of the electorate, 192,000+ constituents of Tennessee Senate District 19. There you have it. Okay. So far, we haven't had any takers. I want to thank those of you who have taken the time to follow us here. Encourage you to tell all your friends. Now, I want you to go to the website, and I want you to know again how you can help. I need your help. Did I say I need your help? Okay. $10, a $10 contribution will help us. A $25 contribution will help me get the message out. A $50 contribution will help. A $100 contribution will help. Bless God. You want to go higher? May He bless you real good. Give as He's given unto you. All right? But up to $1,500 is what you can give. If you're listening, I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter to me. That don't matter. And if you want more questions answered than what this venue makes you feel comfortable to ask, you can call me personally at 615-478-4233. I'll be happy to engage you. On the website, you'll find my email address. I check it every day. Excuse me. At td19cac@gmail.com. Not afraid to let you know where we are and what we're doing. What I do know, But I do know there are some good people who are suffering and who are in need of change. I come to bring that change. All right? So, again, I want to thank you for your participation tonight and look forward to seeing you on next Friday. Bring all your friends and family. Tell them to, hey, let's go and flood the place. Let's run them over. All right? You do that, and we're going to get where we need to be. This is your candidate, Senate District 19, Ruben Doctor, and we'll see you next Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Same place at same time. Thank you, and have a good night.